Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day because the Congress just voted the House of Representatives to keep the government open. Probably a worthwhile step in the midst of a devastating hurricane with all kinds of damage, and but not an ideal time, especially with the looming economic collapse of the government, to close it down right now, which actually costs money. It doesn't save the taxpayer money. It costs money because of all the extra payments you have to make up and the stall in paying bills and more. We will cover that story. We'll also cover a tax that may be the dumbest tax you've heard about recently. It's a voluntary tax that the members of a Wisconsin church are putting on themselves, a voluntary tax to make up for mistreatment of Native Americans 100 years ago. And yes, they would claim up to the present day. We will get to that. We will get to the argument that Biden's student debt plan is not only idiotic, which it is, and most people in America, left, right, and center, believe that it is. Don't think it's a good idea. But aside from its political ramifications, it may be illegal. It's being challenged by six attorneys general. Yes, all Republicans. Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center joins us later in the show to tell us why he believes that it is likely in court that the bill will be defeated, thereby saving the American taxpayer, believe it or not, $420 billion. The pro-Russian authorities have now concluded their referendums in four regions of the Ukraine. They're getting ready to have the big rally over the weekend to celebrate this great patriotic victory. Reporters, and several of them on the ground in Russia talking to people, are talking about why this gigantic rally and this whole desperate move are indications not of strength, but of Putin's abiding and critical and very dangerous weakness, actually. Speaking of dangerous, we had been hearing for a while about how things were supposed to be moving back toward Democrats, or at least to political balance. Well, hold your horses. There are now political prognosticators from the left and the right who are both saying that it's going to be a big Republican year, just as people have been saying since before the midterm campaigns even started. Why? Because generally, when there's a new president who comes to power, he loses seats in the Congress, an average of 28 seats in the House. That's the average since 1934. 1934 is when Franklin D. Roosevelt ran for, he was president of the United States, and he had just won control of the Congress, both houses. He actually gained seats in 1934. Later, he lost seats in 1938. But in midterm elections since 1934, for every major election except for the Bush election in 2002 after September 11th, where there was great sympathy for President Bush, and the Republicans gained a few seats, and they gained a few seats in both House and Senate. Other than that, the party in power almost always loses. That led Newt Gingrich, who knows something about turning things around in Washington, to make a bold prediction for Republicans in the midterms, a prediction delivered on a very comfortable setting for Newt Gingrich of Fox News. Listen, this is clip 10.
three free newsletters a week at Gingrich 360. I did one on the long-term structural analysis of the election. The two most successful models that use historic data predict, both of them came in about the same number. They predict 44 to 46 seat gain by the Republicans in the House. I also just did one this last week analyzing the polling numbers. Remember, the Democrats in places like California get such huge margins that if you see a generic ballot nationwide that's, let's say, the most recent one was 3 or 4 points Republican, that means when you get out of California, the Republican generic advantage is enormous. And in fact, in the swing states, even the Washington Post last week reported that Republicans are ahead something like 57 to 35 in the swing districts. Plus 3 to plus 7 in the Senate, plus 20 to plus 50 in the House.
Okay, I think that's overly optimistic. I do. When you look at a lot of the other prognostications, they clearly all show a Republican takeover of the House. That everyone seems to agree with. But he suggests that the margin could be between 20 and 50. I think most people are saying it will be closer to 20. But that's plenty. All the Republicans need is a gain of 5 House seats, and if they're getting 20, then they have a bigger margin in controlling the House than the Democrats do today. There is another piece, and this is from 538. That's Nate Silver, which does all kinds of computer simulations. They basically play out the election. They program it out, and they do that with a whole series of variables. And basically, they came up with this after this analysis and running these various programs. This week, the case for a GOP rebound is a little better. For one, Republicans can cite some individual polls that have been favorable for them. There was a poll this weekend from ABC News and the Washington Post which found Republicans 5 points ahead on the generic congressional ballot among likely voters, a result which would all but assure the GOP of winning the House and make the Senate a very much an uphill battle for Democrats. If they do have that margin, the reason that that margin is so favorable for Republicans is very much as Speaker Gingrich just said, that the Democrats are concentrated, heavily concentrated. When you look at a national poll, it's covering all 50 states. And the Democrats are not spread across the country as advantageously as Republicans are. They're deeply concentrated in Massachusetts, in California, in New York State, in Illinois, and they're going to win there by huge margins. There really aren't competitive Senate races there. But then when you get to competitive races, take away the advantage for California. What all of this goes to is when President Trump won the election in 2016. No, he didn't win in 2020, but he did win in 2016. But he lost the popular vote by 3 million. How did that happen? Because his margin of defeat in California was 3 million. If you leave California out of the equation, Trump actually just about tied in the popular vote. If you take out California and New York, and I know that's not fair, you have to then take out Texas and Florida for the Republicans. The fact is that Texas and Florida are more competitive, though they lean heavily Republican, than places like California, New York, Massachusetts. So with all of this going on, there are more reasons. There are actually 5 reasons that Nate Silver and 538 give why Democrats should still be concerned about the midterms and why big Democratic victories are unlikely. In fact, what is more likely, according to 538, is that the Democrats have a slight advantage, a chance to gain the Senate. What I do think, if for Newt Gingrich to suggest that the Republicans will gain at least 3 seats in the Senate, that is also assuming, presumably, that they don't lose some seats, which they almost surely will. But on balance, could they gain 1, 2, 3 seats for control? Possible. We'll talk about what that possibility rests on and some of the latest polling and updates on the election and what it means that the government's going to keep running, at least till December 16th. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. 1-800-955-1776. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And if you have strong feelings about the elections coming up, either in your state, wherever you happen to live, certainly in Washington State, we have a an exciting and very competitive Senate race, which is kind of a novelty. There are some polls that show Tiffany Smiley, the Republican nominee for the Senate, running within 2 points, that's in the margin of error, against Patty Murray, who is running for her, count them, sixth term. She has been there since 1992. That's a very long time in the U.S. Senate for Patty Murray, who has never struck anybody as a burning pyre of charisma or energy. She is a standard liberal Democrat, and one who has sort of worked her way up because she's been there for such a long time into the Democratic Party leadership. She didn't win by that much last time, 6 years ago. She won by 5 points. And this time it's much more competitive. How do we know? There's a piece by Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal today, and it's about the Murray campaign of the incumbent senator complaining because there were some very effective TV ads. We played part of one of them on the show. There were ads that were put together by her opponent, Tiffany Smiley, that at one time used a closed-down Starbucks storefront. The Starbucks had closed down because the area had become unsafe. And yes, it was right here in Seattle. And she also used a headline from the Seattle Times. And all of this was done without authorization. And the Seattle Times and Starbucks and the Seattle Seahawks were... And no, she's not blaming Patty Murray for the Seahawks. Patty Murray is not responsible. But the Seahawks were upset because they thought it implied that somehow the Seahawks were taking a chance on endorsing a Republican candidate. Okay, Seattle Times, Starbucks, and the Seahawks, big corporations up here in the Northwest, are not, in fact, taking a position for Tiffany Smiley, but she didn't imply that they did. And their back and forth, legal back and forth, with the demands that these ads be recut, and some of them have been recut and blurred, so you can't recognize the Starbucks logo so clearly. The fact that they're worried enough about this kind of stuff that they think that going back and slamming the TV ads that Tiffany Smiley has been able to run, that's been part of the surprise of her campaign. She has little political experience. She's a nurse. She's been an activist for veterans' rights. And that is actually it's a very dramatic thing that she has been able to raise enough money to make this race that competitive. And Patty Murray, when she started out, she wasn't a nurse. She had been, I guess you could say, it's a better qualification for being part of the state legislature. I believe she was a preschool teacher. And I know she was some kind of, I believe, an unlicensed teacher in some form. And she was the mom in tennis shoes. That was her basic description that got her elected and reelected and reelected. This time I think it's going to be different because there is such a sense that things have been going wrong in Seattle. We elected Ann Davison, a Republican, as city attorney. That was a miracle. That was in the very last election. And anyone who lives up here cannot be happy with the way things have been going, with increases in crime, with homelessness and deterioration of the environment. We talk about it all the time. Now, is Senator Murray responsible for that? Well, she's responsible for not doing anything meaningful about it and using her seniority and her influence to try to address some of these profound problems that people in Seattle are experiencing in terms of a deterioration of a way of life around us. This is why Tiffany Smiley has a chance. She's not going to win a majority in Seattle. No Republican can. I mean, this is a city where Joe Biden, for all of his charisma and dynamism, Joe Biden won over 80% of the vote. Come on. I mean, it's Seattle. However, a Republican who wins 40% of the vote in Seattle, which ought to be possible for Tiffany Smiley, that should be enough to win this election. Going back to Nate Silver on 538, who is a computer geek and who uses his computer skills pretty well. He was not embarrassingly wrong, as many of his colleagues were, about the outcome of the election of 2020. If you believe that Trump actually won the election, well then of course he was wrong. But if you believe that actually Biden did win the election, though Trump had a strong fight and a strong showing, etc., etc., then that was exactly what Nate Silver in 538 had predicted. He's talking about the five reasons that he thinks that Republicans should continue to be favorites for winning at least the House and perhaps the Senate as well. He points out that that 5-point advantage on a generic ballot, according to a poll that was just done by ABC News and the Washington Post, that advantage for Republicans is extremely telling. It's why in their computer workouts for the House, they ran 100 trial heats with different variables, and on average, Republicans won 68 out of 100 of those contests for control of the House. First of all, the first reason that Republicans are likely to win, says Nate Silver, is the opposition party, which of course in this case is the Republicans, has a long history of doing well in the midterms. It's one of the most robust trends in American politics. There are very few exceptions. And then, though his numbers have improved recently, Nate Silver points out President Biden remains fairly unpopular with an approval rating of only 42%, which is the same kind of approval rating that Barack Obama had when he lost, are you ready, he lost 63 seats in 2010. And remember, Barack Obama had been elected as the candidate of hope and change, and people were so tearful, and it was such a historic event because we had finally elected the first non-white president. So what does it all mean? And what does it mean that Americans say they're unhappy about the direction of the country and then the structural advantages for competing for the Senate? We'll get to all of that coming in on the Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected on Friday to pass a bill funding the federal government through December the 16th, avoiding an embarrassing partial shutdown less than 6 weeks before the midterm elections, when control of Congress might be at stake. The National Hurricane Center said late Friday morning that Hurricane Ian was accelerating toward the South Carolina coast. Life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds would arrive soon, and the storm's movement was faster than previously reported at 14 miles an hour. Ian, located east-southeast of Charleston, with maximum sustained winds at 85 miles per hour and higher. The power outage caused by Hurricane Ian has prompted protests in the streets of Cuba's capital, as several hundred people demanded restoration of electricity more than 2 days after a blackout hit the entire island. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Should America handle threats against democracy? That was a question that was put to a very prominent Democrat who answered by winning elections. Who said that? We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Let's first go to Kevin, calling in from Spokane, Washington. Kevin, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Ever since the president's last, senior moment, when he forgot the Jackie
Walorski.
I'm having a senior moment,
Walorski was her name. And she's not alive. But you remember that she's not alive.
Yes. Now that whole thing going down. But anyway, there's more talk about having President Biden leave. But then there's always the question that comes up. A thing I like to call, how do you solve a problem like Kamala? We don't want her to be president. Well, the answer is simple. She resigns first. Just pick a reason, any reason, and then the president finds a replacement, picks someone, and then the president resigns. Then his the vice president replacement comes in as president, and then he picks what will essentially be the 2024 ticket. What do you think? Have you heard people talking about this?
Yeah, people talk about all of this stuff, and I don't think any of it is real, Kevin. Let me tell you why. The entire idea which is not a bad idea for Democrats because it's who knows what happens if Biden simply decides not to run. The idea of him installing a vice president who actually could be a successful replacement, and no, I don't think that Kamala Harris could, but it all depends on one thing, which is that Kamala Harris would be willing to resign. And why should she? And why would she? There's nothing about her life and her very strong driving ambition and her very aggressive political career that makes me believe for a moment that she would willingly step aside because most Democratic leaders recognize she's a loser if she's nominated for president. So what makes you think that it's even vaguely possible that Kamala Harris would want to resign?
Well, I understand that this would be a rather unconventional peaceful transfer of power, but wouldn't she couldn't be talked into it? You don't think she could be talked into it? You take one for the team.
There aren't many politicians, not many on either side, who are ready to take one for the team. Especially if they are feeling that the team is betraying them. Look, one of the reasons it's also, even if Biden runs, and a number of Republican observers have made this point, that Biden could strengthen his chances if he did want to run again by getting a more effective vice presidential candidate. And there are all kinds of names you can think of who would be more dynamic and more appealing than Kamala Harris. However, she is the first person of color ever to serve as vice president. And I know people say Charles Curtis, who was a vice president for President Hoover, was a Native American. He was one very small part Native American. He was Native American like Elizabeth Warren was. But in any event, it's very unlikely, given her historic status as the first female to win as part of a national ticket and the first woman of color or person of color to hold the vice presidency. I think Kamala Harris is going to be very, very tough to get rid of in the position that she's holding. She would have to be beaten in some kind of primary, and we don't offer primaries for the office of vice president.
No.
Kevin, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your thoughts. I also don't think that as embarrassing and sad, actually, as that Walarski issue was with President Biden, I don't think anyone should be expecting that even after his 80th birthday, which is coming in November right after the election, I don't think it's at all likely that President Biden would resign. The idea that he would choose not to run for re-election, yes, I think that's likely. But resigning from office, no. An email also came in. This came from Keith over in Oklahoma. And he asks a question. Since when has it been a problem for the government to spend money rather than save it? The shutdown means nothing. And when has it been a problem for the government to spend money rather than save it? There's no saving of money that's associated with a shutdown. It just means a delay. And because the government's still operating, no one is expecting that they're going to stop sending out your Social Security checks or they're going to stop providing the lunches. What they might do to inflict pain is closing national parks, for instance, which is idiotic. And again, then you have to spend more money to make up for the maintenance that you didn't take care of while the shutdown was going on. The history of shutdowns have never worked. they always hurt the party that is considered more responsible. And concerning the shutdown that just didn't occur, it didn't occur because the deadline was tonight at midnight, and President Biden is going to get around to signing this basically stopgap bill before the midnight deadline. But one of the things that is very clear is that it is not a popular thing to suggest, particularly at a time of extreme concern about the hurricanes that are going on, and Hurricane Ian in Florida. The idea of shutting down the government, not such a great thing. Averting a government shutdown was the final goal for the Democrats to complete before leaving Washington for the final sprint to the midterm election, says Washington Post. Failure to pass a funding bill would be an embarrassment for the party that controls both chambers and the presidency. Democrats have campaigned on their ability to govern. Now, well, they had a chance to show some ability. The Friday today, they passed legislation to fund the government and avert the partial shutdown, sending it to President Biden for his signature just hours before the midnight deadline. The continuing resolution extends current funding levels unchanged until December 16th, while also approving $12.4 billion in military and diplomatic spending to help Ukraine in its war against Russia. It also contains $18.8 billion for domestic disaster relief efforts, including western wildfires, floods in Kentucky, and hurricanes in the southeast. Ian is now heading, apparently, or the impact for South Carolina. The House vote was close. It was 230-201 with 10 Republicans, it says in the Washington Post, breaking ranks to support the legislation. The Senate bill passed, the Senate passed the bill 72-25 on Thursday. Isn't it odd to say breaking ranks? Why should there be any ranks on behalf of Republicans to shut down the government? Especially when Republicans would have been blamed for it. Congratulations to the 10 Republicans who had the good sense not to go for that idiotic strategy, which, again, has always been a disaster. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, we've been talking a lot this hour about a very encouraging for Republicans issue of 538, which is election analysis, polling analysis, putting all the information from all the different polls into the blender and turning the crank and coming out with what they believe will be a narrow Republican victory for the House, winning maybe 20 seats, and a very narrow Democratic victory, winning maybe one or two seats net in the Senate. Now, the reasons that the Democrats should still be concerned about the Republicans and Republican likelihood of winning, number one, the opposition party has a long history of doing well in the midterms. This is a midterm. And as Nate Silver points out, it's one of the most robust trends in American politics. In other words, it's almost always the case. It's very, very rare. It is more rare for an incumbent president to lose than it is for the incumbent party to lose seats in the midterms. In other words, the losing seats in the midterms almost always happens. The incumbent actually winning re-election happens about 2 out of 3 times. It happens frequently. I mean, you just look recently, you can see that Bill Clinton got re-elected and George W. Bush got re-elected and Barack Obama got re-elected. Jimmy Carter didn't, and George Herbert Walker Bush didn't, and Donald Trump didn't. In any event, the other factors, Americans remain quite unhappy about the direction of the country, which tends to hurt the incumbent party, obviously. And Republicans have a big structural advantage in the Senate, given that they do well with white rural voters. And white rural voters are considerably overrepresented in the Senate relative to their overall share of the U.S. population. That's because we have a bunch of states that don't have big metropolitan areas. I mean, if you're looking at North Dakota, it's Fargo is the biggest city in North Dakota. What's the biggest city in Vermont? It's Burlington, where Bernie Sanders used to be mayor. Vermont could be one of the very few overwhelmingly rural, non-urban states that the Democrats absolutely dominate, and that's a complicated issue. And it goes to their general domination of the five states in New England. Okay, one of the issues that came up here was about Kamala Harris resigning, and the caller from Spokane was right that if she resigned as vice president, then it's possible Joe Biden could pick anyone he wanted to be the new vice president. That would just have to be approved by the Senate. And he could pick Michelle Obama, who would, I'm sure, he could pick Oprah if he wanted. There's anyone is available just so long as they are confirmable. And then he has a successor, whether or not he resigns. If he doesn't run for re-election, the Democrats have a marching orders. Yeah, it's, by the way, it would be conceivable if Kamala Harris resigned as vice president that Biden could pick Gavin Newsom, anybody. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who's considered a possibility for the presidency at some point. I don't know why. Look, none of this is going to happen because Harris is not going to resign. Because she is making her own gas, and she doesn't have the excuse of being 80 years old. Biden turns 80 in November. There's Ronnie Cheng had a particularly funny take on Kamala Harris talking about our profound and great and lasting and important alliance with North Korea. No, she really did say that when she was touring the demilitarized zone in North Korea. I mean, between North Korea and South Korea. Here is what Ronnie Cheng had to say about her gaffe. This is clip three.
The vice president was here to strengthen America's alliance with South Korea against North Korea. And let's just see how that went.
An embarrassing gaffe by Vice President Harris today when she affirmed America's alliance with the wrong Korea.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Wow. Wow. You think North Korea is South Korea? So I guess all Asian countries look the same to you, huh? Madam Vice President? What's next? You're going to mix me up with Simu Liu, huh? Seriously, can you? Could you do that, please? Because I would totally be fine with that. No, I'm just joking, We're just joking. Everyone, we're just joking, okay? Madam Vice President, nobody give her a hard time about this or we won't see her again for another 6 months.
Yes, that would actually be something of a blessing. Here, Kamala Harris at the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone in Korea, that was established when Eisenhower made peace in Korea in 1953. In any event, here she is at the DMZ asking men in the military the important and highly relevant questions about their posting right between South and North Korea. This is clip 11.
Have you seen the photographs from the website? So we invested in this telescope, and the images just came back, and they show us 3 billion years back to the beginning of all these galaxies. It's the most humbling thing you have ever seen. You gotta have somebody show you for it. It's absolutely humbling. Galaxies we didn't know existed. So when we think we've seen everything,
okay, she's talking to the men in the military about the Webb telescope and the photos from the Webb telescope. I'm glad she's excited by it, and it shows that she at least is interested in some of the exciting developments. But the awkwardness of talking to people in the military that she's meeting, that way. It's one of the reasons that Jimmy Fallon had a pretty clever line on The Tonight Show. This is clip two.
Hey guys, listen to this. A new poll shows that more Democrats are now saying they want Biden to run for re-election, and if he doesn't, Vice President Harris is their top choice. That poll was conducted among two people, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Basically sums up, I think, what a lot of people believe. There's also controversy now about some statements by Bill Clinton. He was attending a Georgetown University symposium in Washington honoring the late Madeleine Albright, who had been a guest on the show several times. This was last night when President Clinton made the comments. He was asked about how the U.S. should handle threats against democracy, to which he answered, by winning elections. Quote, "You can't go around complaining that people are violating democratic norms when the voters are rewarding them for it, either by staying home or being distracted by last-minute scare tactics," Clinton said. "I mean, we lost the last 2 weeks of the 2020 election on defund the police and socialism, and that was our fault," Clinton added. "We shouldn't let that happen." And I don't know what he is saying. He says, "We lost, Clinton, the last 2 weeks of the 2020 election on defund the police. We shouldn't let that happen." Is he talking about they won the 2020 election, right? That's the story, at least. Then he said, "And it's difficult for us to realize that we can't beat them with the same strategy they beat us with, because we have a broader coalition. And the people in the middle, especially like suburban middle-class voters, upper middle-class voters, they're easy to split because they've got something to lose," Clinton explained. "So all they have to do is sit around and think about what will scare them with this election." People talking about Joe Biden not being all together with it. And Bill Clinton, who is a brilliant person, whatever you think of his politics, not at the full top of his game as he's speaking these days in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.